The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, we often complain about fake news. I just gave you an illustration of absolutely fake news on this new research about whether or not there is a gay gene. And I gave you illustration after illustration of absolutely fake news. However, how much do we want the government involved? I've got a very frightening story. At least to me, it's frightening. And I want to hear from you. Let me give you the details and then get ready to call 877-BOB-LIVE, because I really do want to hear from you on this topic. 877-262-5483. Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour. Here is a story from Bloomberg News. Headline, U.S. unleashes military to fight fake news and disinformation. Now let that sink in. U.S. unleashes military to fight fake news and disinformation. Here's the beginning of the story. Fake news and social media posts are such a threat to U.S. security that the Defense Department is launching a project to repel large-scale automated disinformation attacks as the top Republican in Congress blocks efforts to protect the integrity of elections. And now, what is all this about? Well, I don't know that I've ever heard of it, but the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is a part of our U.S. military. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. What they want to do, they want to develop custom software that can, quote, unearth fakes hidden among more than 500,000 stories, photos, video, and audio clips. Again, quoting, if successful, the system, after 4 years of trials, may expand to detect malicious intent and prevent viral fake news from polarizing society. Quote, a decade ago, today's state-of-the-art would have registered as sci-fi. That's how fast the improvements have come, said Andrew Grotto at the Center for International Security at Stanford University. There is no reason to think the pace of innovation will slow anytime soon. U.S. officials have been working on plans to prevent outside hackers from flooding social channels with false information ahead of the 2020 election. All right, now let me kind of summarize what's going on here. The U.S. government, and there is no mention of the Trump administration in here, no mention of Trump or his administration. It's just the whole story is about the U.S. military. We know pretty assuredly that Russia tried to impact the last election. All right? We know that. What is debatable, who really benefited? A computer expert and social media expert testified before Congress just a few weeks ago. And he believes, and by he was from Yale or Harvard, one or the other, and he was a Hillary Clinton supporter. He voted for Hillary Clinton, but he testified before Congress that because of Google Analytics and the algorithms that Google uses in the search engine and so forth, that Hillary Clinton was given millions of votes through orchestrated results by Google. Now, that was his contention. True or not, I have no idea. But it was his contention that because of the algorithms that Google uses in internet searches and so forth, that Hillary Clinton probably received millions of votes. All right? That's frightening. Then, of course, we have the whole thing about whether Russia hacked into social media. Did Russia hack into Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and so forth with stories that tried to influence our election? Well, I don't doubt at all that Russia would love to influence our election. For the Republican, for the Democrat, I don't know. And I suppose it would depend upon the Republican and Democrat candidate as to who Russia would feel would be the least threat to them. All right. So we know this is serious. With the ability to hack, the ability to change news cycles and so forth, this is of great concern concerning our next election. However, I find it extremely troubling that the government would determine what is fake news and what is not fake news. Now, maybe I'm being a little paranoid here, but if the government begins determining what is fake news about candidates, policies of candidates, different political parties, well, right now we have a Republican administration. So if the government determines what is allowed to be reported as news and what is not, well, I could see the Trump administration using this power to block unfavorable reports and news concerning Trump. Okay. And I know a lot of people say, well, that's great because the news media hates Trump. Okay. But if this precedent is set, what happens when we have a Democratic president? What happens when we have a Democratic administration? And the government has found a way to determine which news is real, which news is not, which news is fake, which news is authentic. If the government, well, they already have the power. If the government continues to use this power, I see tremendous potential for abuse of this power and a free press. Here's my question. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Syracuse University professor says, Jennifer Greigel says, the risk factor is social media being used and used. Pardon me. The risk factor is social media being abused and used to influence the elections. I think that's a true statement. I think the potential is there. But do we really want the government determining what is fake news and what is not fake news? I'm very concerned about this, and I think there is extreme potential for abuse. The more the government gets involved in determining what is fake news and what is not. But I want to hear from you. Am I being paranoid? You agree? Do you disagree? Do you see a danger here? Am I overreacting? Maybe I'm underreacting. Here's my number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We're going into a break. Great time to call and fill up the phone lines. But let's talk about this. This is serious stuff. The government, a U.S. military agency, beginning to determine what news we receive and what news we don't receive. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I honestly didn't know how to respond when I saw this headline from Bloomberg News. U.S. unleashes military to fight fake news and disinformation. The U.S. military is deeply concerned about foreign governments, hackers, foreign and domestic, who can get into social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and put out absolutely phony, fake stories about a political candidate, a political party that could have the potential of swaying an election. And so they're developing software, algorithms that they are saying can detect fake news from real news. I don't want our elections hacked or influenced by foreign governments or the opposition party. I don't want the Democrats hacking into Facebook and influencing an election. I don't want the Republicans doing that either. And so when I first saw this, I thought, well, okay, the government is being diligent. But then, boy, it hit me. Do we really want the government determining what is fake news and what is not fake news? I mean, I just, and by the way, I want to hear from you. I'm going to go to the phones. Jack, hang tight. I'm going to be right there. But I want to hear from more of you. Does this concern you? It concerns me. 877-BOB-LIVE is my number. 877-262-5483. I think this is something we need to talk about. I just shared with you a story about this thing about the gay gene. How many major American news sources distorted that study in their headline, and some of them not only distorted, they basically lied about it. That was fake news. But do I want the government determining what is fake news and what is not? What government? Well, right now, we got Republicans in charge, okay? We don't have Republicans in charge of the House of Representatives. And what if the next president is a Democrat? I don't think I'm overreacting. I think this is of deep, deep concern. I want to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. First up is Jack in Worthington. Jack, welcome. You're on Bobberty Live. How are you today?
Oh, I'm coughing bad.
Yeah,
Bob, I'll tell you. The way the fake news is today, something has to be done. What they're doing to Donald Trump is undespicable. I've told my family, if the Democrats win this election, we have a Democratic president, Congress, and Senate. I want the Lord. I'm begging him to take me. I don't want to be alive.
But Jack, I think the press is being horrible to Donald Trump. I think they're being terrible. But should the government have power to regulate what is reported about a president?
I don't know. Something's got to be done. Just like a wicked CNN. I don't even see how they can stay on the air. All they are is a bunch of liars. I mean, the lies they tell on the news is, you know, an intelligent person can tell when they're lying. And boy, I'll tell you, lie after lie after lie.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jack, thanks. I hope you get better. Take care of that cough, please. Sounds like a bad cough. Okay. So CNN lies about Donald Trump. So what do we do about that? Does the government step in and say, you know, we did some research on your reporting and 62% of what you reported about President Trump was inaccurate, and therefore we are going to sanction you. We're going to penalize you. We're going to fine you. Do we really want that? Do we want the U.S. military determining what is fake news and what is not fake news? Now, Jack mentioned CNN. Their ratings are plummeting. Their ratings are tanking. They're going down, down, down. In other words, the American public is discerning that they are fake news. But do we want any arm of the government to have the power to determine what is real news, what is fake news, or is this a very dangerous direction? 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Jim in Columbus is up next. Hey, Jim, you're on Bob Rennie Live. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Bob, how are you this afternoon?
I am well, thank you. I'm a little concerned about this, though. I really am.
It's a First Amendment issue.
Well, I think so, too.
And so the press, anybody, has the freedom to do whatever, say whatever they want. It's us as the consumer. I choose to listen to you out of however many options we have in Central Ohio.
Well, that's just because you're incredibly talented, intelligent.
Well, hold on. No, let me jump to the punchline. You're going to get to it. I might listen to you, and then I might think about what I hear you say, and then I try to discern. Oh, wait a minute. I heard that somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. Anyways. Yeah. Who knows?
No, I mean, it's the free market. And we have a society now that they crave. We would call it fake news, but we crave sensationalized information that becomes misinformation. And the government has no right to go in there and regulate it. We as the consumer have a responsibility to determine whether or not this is something that we want out there, whether we're going to consume it or not. And my question is, who's funding this? The gentleman before me talked about how does CNN stay on the air. Who's supporting MSNBC? Who's supporting all these other channels that for years we've been told, you know, they have low viewership and things of that nature? I think there's something else going on.
Why? Because they're, well, MSNBC is not doing well other than Rachel Maddow. She is the outlier on MSNBC.
If their viewership truly is low, and we've heard this now for years, this isn't something that's new, that they struggle to stay above water, at what point in time do they think? I think there are entities, I'll leave it that are supporting them, that are pushing that agenda. And I even hate using those catchphrases, but
it comes down basically to advertising dollars. And there are advertisers that have the same social agenda that CNN does. And that's the only reason they're on the air. All right, Jim, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Do you want the government determining what is fake news and not? Let's talk about it. 877-BOB-LIVE.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.